Nurses and midwives rallied in Melbourne today, warning that 2,000 graduates could miss out on placements by 2026, despite ongoing staff shortages. During Nursing in the Community Week, they're calling for more support and reforms so nurses can work to their full potential, not just in hospitals, but in aged care, schools and homes. The Australian Nursing Midwifery Federation, ANMF, is urging the government to fund more graduate spots and is pushing its Use Us or Lose Us petition. The Wire's Yan Wang was at the rally today and spoke to ANMF Assistant Secretary Nicole Allen.
So the message we want to hear, we want Victorians to hear, is that 2,500 nurses and midwives, graduating nurses and midwives, haven't received jobs for next year. We want Victorians to get behind nurses and midwives in the state, get behind the healthcare system, back our nurses in. The workforce has got a shortfall, and so our graduates need a job. So what we want the government to do is look at all options: aged care, primary care, private sector. We want our public sector to offer more positions. We know that there's shortfalls in the workplace. Offer more graduate positions to increase our workforce.
Yeah, and what would you say to the wider community about why it's important to back student nurses and midwives right now?
Yeah, the Victorian community can back our graduates. They can get online, sign a petition, contact their local member, and support our nurses and midwives to get the jobs that they deserve.
I think the main message we really want to get from Nursing in the Community Week is that nurses who work in the community really make a significant contribution to the health and wellbeing of all Australians. Nurses make care available that complements the work that doctors and allied health do, and this means that there's more services available for people in the community to get health care when they need it and to keep them well, to keep them out of hospital. Nurses provide health education to people that helps people to understand their health and their health risks, and this really enables people to make informed choices about their health and healthcare. So nurses in their community and nurses where you need them.
You've also highlighted the success of nurse-led clinics and the role of nurses in Medicare urgent care clinics. How do these examples demonstrate the potential of nurses working to their full scope?
So nurse-led clinics really demonstrate that nurses have the skills and the knowledge to support people with a range of conditions to keep them well. So nurses can help people with providing health education, they can help assess and manage people's symptoms, and they can help people to look after their own health, as well as identifying when they need to be referred to other providers. And while nurses in all of these clinics work in multidisciplinary teams, in the nurse-led clinics, the nurses are actually taking responsibility for their care that's within the practice scope. And that's the things that nurses are actually educated and trained to do. And this means that care is more efficient and connected for the people who need it.
So looking more broadly, what reforms would make the most significant difference in allowing nurses and midwives to provide more comprehensive care?
I guess the biggest barrier at the moment is the funding system. And the current funding system doesn't really support nurses to work to the full scope of practice. It doesn't support them to do the things that they're educated and trained to do. So in general practice, for example, nurses aren't funded to be able to provide some services that they're trained and educated to provide. And this means that general practitioners have to undertake the tasks because that produces remuneration that supports the business's viability. An example of that might be your immunisation or your wound care. Whilst a nurse could quite easily manage immunisation or wound care independently from a doctor, often they have to get the doctor to come in and see the patient because that's how they attract money to the practice. Delegating these tasks to nurses would be much more efficient use of time and would allow the GPs to then focus on those tasks that actually require a doctor to undertake. And whether we like it or not, healthcare is a business, and the remuneration that's provided by the government for services does need to cover the costs of running that business.
Vulnerable populations such as people in rural and remote areas and the First Nation communities and older Australians are often most affected by gaps in healthcare. Can you give us some examples of how expanding nurses' scope of practice could improve access to care for these groups?
So I think really it's not necessarily about expanding scopes of practice for nurses. Nurses already have the skills and expertise to be able to provide a range of care that the vulnerable groups need. Nurses often have a close relationship between the vulnerable groups because they're working in and with the communities, and they often can see the challenges of not only the individual patient they're caring for, but also the broader challenges that the community faces. And that can really help to provide care that meets the patient's needs in that community. Nurses can provide a range of things such as health promotion to help people to reduce their risk factors for disease, some self-management support to help people look after themselves and live well with chronic conditions, and as well as assessing and managing the symptoms people are experiencing them to keep them living well and living well longer. And nurses can provide access to care just simply by being in these communities and increasing the number of services that are available.
That was Professor Liz Holcomb from the Australian College of Nursing speaking to the Wire's Yan Wang.